Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Major Tom for November 16th, 2021. And for today's podcast, I want to talk about trailers for a little bit. Now, I just got finished watching the latest trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. And I'm going to be honest with you. I felt pretty cold about it. It's either that or my window's open. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the movie trailers that have been released for movies that have been coming out in the last couple months and some that are going to be coming out, I'm just not really into. I guess maybe it's the spectacle is a little too much, or they're not revealing enough information, or they're not really telling us what the story is going to be about or what the movie is going to be about. But I just haven't been impressed with any movie trailer that's been released lately. Now, take Dune, for example. I wasn't particularly impressed with those trailers, but that was a movie I was going to end up watching anyway, regardless, because it's Dune, and it was directed by Denis Villeneuve, one of my favorite modern directors. So that one was going to be a foregone conclusion for me to watch. And I was not disappointed. Same thing with Shang-Chi. Trailers didn't really impress me. The movie did. And it was really good. No Time to Die. Again, not felt fairly indifferent. The movie was pretty good, I thought. But Venom? Ultimately, that kind of was more representative of the movie itself. It was kind of a meh film and didn't really deliver what I was expecting it to. And, Marvel's Eternals. Well, I thought the movie itself was alright. It had a lot of issues, but I'm more interested in where it's going and what the next step in the phase, this current phase of the MCU, is heading. So, but the trailers didn't really impress me. It looked fairly generic, and for the most part, it kind of was. But as far as Spider-Man goes, look, I love the last two Spider-Man movies, and Sony's done a really good job with Spider-Man movies, and they're teaming up with Marvel to do the MCU Spider-Man movies. Has done pretty well. You know, they've been fairly successful, they've been fun to watch. Tom Holland is awesome as Spider-Man. But this new trailer, I mean, it looks like they're throwing everything in there and the kitchen sink. I mean, you've got villains from the old Sam Raimi movies, you know, like Dr. Octopus, Green Goblin, Sandman. Plus, you've also got some villains from the Andrew Garfield era, which includes Electro. So, it's like, how are they going to balance all that? And you're throwing in Doctor Strange as well. So I don't know how they're going to be balancing all that, because my experiences with the Spider-Man movies that have thrown in a lot, they've never really done very well for me. You know, Spider-Man 3, the Sam Raimi movie, was a hot mess. I mean, I enjoyed it to a certain degree, but the less said about emo Peter Parker, the better. Trust me on that. And Venom from that movie, that was total garbage. Honestly, I don't know what I was expecting from this one, because there's been news about whether or not Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire are going to show up as their versions of Spider-Man in this movie. I mean, Andrew Garfield has been pretty adamant that he's not in the movie. But the likelihood of those two actually being in the movie seemed to be pretty good, considering the villains that are in the movie. So, I generally don't do trailer movie reactions. I let YouTubers do that. But Spider-Man No Way Home, I kind of had to want to talk about it, because, you know, again, it looks spectacular. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks absolutely crazy. But I'm like, you know, okay. It just doesn't strike me as all that interesting Maybe it's because there's too much going on and not enough story, because there's a lot of really interesting stuff visually, but from a narrative standpoint, it gives me nothing. I still have no sense of what the story is going to be. Maybe they're going to release another trailer a couple days or maybe a couple weeks before the movie comes out. But as it stands right now, Look, and I say this as somebody who really loves movie trailers, because some of them have been really good over the past few decades. But over this year, a lot of them have just been falling really flat for me. And I'm not entirely sure why. Maybe it's just me. But hey, if this trailer makes you excited for the movie, more power to you. I'm probably going to go see it anyway. But you know, the movie trailers are supposed to get you hyped for these movies. You know, it probably sounds like I'm complaining quite a bit. And, you know, I probably am. But thankfully, trailers don't really define the movie. I let the movie speak for itself. But these trailers really aren't helping matters any. And, you know, I kind of wish they would show more restraint in what's shown on the trailer. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm excited to see Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin again, and Alfred Molina as Dr. Octopus. Definitely, I'm absolutely there. And Jamie Foxx is returning as Electro. He looks a lot different, so maybe they'll do a better job with him this time around. Because let's just say that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was a total misfire, and that's just putting it mildly. When you're dealing with multiple universes kind of intruding on one, there's a lot of potential for this thing to go wrong, and it probably could. Now, I have faith in John Watts, the director who directed the last two movies. I think with Kevin Feige's help that he can really balance everything out, including the characters and the action and the story. So, I mean, it couldn't be any worse than Spider-Man 3 or Amazing Spider-Man 2. It really couldn't. I'm hoping it's better, but, you know, these days, you never know. Anyway, I just want to give my impressions on the new Spider-Man trailer, because it just came out literally about an hour ago. So, you know, that's my reaction to the new trailer. So, if you guys really like it, let me know. Otherwise, this is Major Tom signing off.